Well, hello again. This is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that sell goods and services to the healthcare industry and to its providers. Today, I want to ask you this important question. You are going on a sales presentation. When you get there and you begin, who are you going to talk about? That's right. The question I asked is, who are you going to talk about, not what? You see, here's what I've learned from traveling with salespeople for 20 years and watching hundreds, if not thousands, of sales presentations. Most inexperienced salespeople, even in the medical device industry, healthcare industry, pharmaceutical industries, they start their presentations by talking about, guess who? Themselves or their products or companies. Now, the provider, in other words, your customer or prospect that you sell to, is not really that interested in your product or company right off the bat. You see, they are only interested to the extent that it can do something for them. That is why they are always asking the question in their minds, what's in it for me? You know that. You've heard this before. This isn't new stuff. So if they're asking the question, what's in it for me, which is intuitive. I mean, as human beings, we are all asking that question when someone is trying to sell us something. Why not begin our presentations by talking about our prospects and their worlds first before we get into how our product or services can solve some problem or lead them to some goal or outcome that they truly desire? You see, it just makes sense. Let's stop for a moment and look again at how the typical salesperson does this. He or she will walk into the office, say, "Hello, Mr. Prospect. Nice to see you. Thanks so much for taking the time to see me again," which is one of those platitudes that I really hate, but I guess it's being polite, so we'll go with it for now. I'll talk about that again in another podcast on how to open your presentations so that you're not placing your prospects on a platitude much higher than where you are sitting at the particular moment. But they will often begin their presentation by saying, "Doctor, today," or "Mrs. Smith," or "Nurse Hanley, today I brought in my new product to show you. It is the XYZ gadget. You will notice that it weighs about 14 pounds, comes in three different colors, and it has three different buttons on the front where you could easily change the mode that you need to get into, etc., etc. I'm going to stop here because I think you get the point. I came right in and started talking about the product. Let's look into the minds of our customers a little bit, shall we? The healthcare provider. What are these people like? Well, they have very critical jobs. Most of them have very critical jobs because they are taking care of patients. And that requires a lot of thought and a lot of focus. When we come in to talk about our products, chances are that they are already focused on their job, which is taking care of their patients. So it makes sense to start talking about what they're already thinking about before we try to lead them down a different path abruptly. You see, if they're thinking about their patients and their practices, and we just come in and we say, "Hey, I want you to go this way and look at my product or my service," that's a little bit too abrupt. Instead, we can come in and talk about what's near and dear to their hearts, themselves, their world, and their patients. And instead of making an abrupt switch, we enter where they already are, try to identify some of the problems and challenges that they have, and then we're able to segue into what the value of solving those problems would be, which then takes us to our product or service as a solution. Very gentle transition, but focusing on them and their world before we ever get to us, our products, and our worlds. You see, it makes sense. I'm not trying to say anything negative about our healthcare providers, but they are very focused in their world because they need to be. And yes, they do oftentimes have big egos, which if you read my book or have been to any of my programs, I submit to you that that is a very good thing for a healthcare provider. They need to have a very solid and healthy ego in order to do what they do, which is take care of patients. But oftentimes that ego carries over into everything that they do, which means that they like to talk about themselves first. They're much more interested in themselves than they are interested in you and your product. So here's a great sales tip. Give them what they want. Talk about them first, because when you talk about them, you have their attention. They're listening to you because you're talking about their favorite subject. Them. And when you talk about them, I promise you, you have their attention. And that is going to make your sales presentation flow so much more easily, and you will get the results that you are after. I hope you will try this out. And I also hope that you will join us each week on Medical Sales Guru. So until next week, this is Mace Haroff. Thank you for joining us this week. And remember, whatever you do in your medical sales career, it's all about the patient. Have a wonderful week selling, and I hope to speak with you next week. Bye for now.